Hello and welcome to Talking on Purpose with Tori. This is the internet show where we talk about all things related to church growth, communication, social media, and building your ministry team. And if you're new here, first off, hello, welcome. Thank you all so much for being here. Please consider hitting that subscribe button and the bell and letting someone else know that you are enjoying Talking on Purpose with Tori. Take your notes, take a sip of tea, take a deep breath, and let's jump in to today's video. Let's discuss conflict resolution methods to move past anger and normalize forgiveness. So we're going to jump into four strategies for resolving issues, and perhaps before they even arise. I want to present this idea, and it is a plea to the administrative assistants, choir, ushers, media teams, anyone who has a passion for teamwork within the body of Christ. If you will, and this will greatly enhance the quality of your communication within your organization, look into professional development courses that your congregation, families, leaders can attend as part of continuing education. Because I've noticed that investing in training, especially ones that bring the Bible to life, combats the cycle of selfishness and circling the drain of personal preferences. With that being said, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 3 and 5, and this is the Amplified Bible. It will be on the screen. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through factional motives or strife, but with an attitude of humility, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous. Regard others as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. Let's mind map these four concepts so we can implement them as strategies each time we see the attitude temperature rising. So number one, listen. Yes, it may seem obvious, but how well do you pay attention to the verbiage, tone of voice, and body language? To actively listen means you're not preparing to react, interrupting the speaker, and when they finish or there is a long enough pause, you don't start arguing your point. To be an active listener means you will rephrase what was said and ask questions to clarify. Doing so, in most cases, de-escalates the tension and the other person feels heard. And that displays the love of Christ. One point about being an active listener and wanting to understand all the information manifests in powerful ways. Number two, second, identify points of disagreement. To actively listen to all parties, you must identify the real issue without emotion, just the facts. Because once we get in those feelings, it is challenging to separate the trivial, who cares, from this will significantly impact our church and our testimony. The root cause will continue to thread its way through your members, staff, and eventually the whole church or organization. If believers cannot live in unity, the transformative power of the gospel comes into question, and as a result, the gospel message loses or may lose its credibility among unbelievers. But there is a way to diffuse even the largest bomb, and that is to get specific. What is the behavior, a miscommunication, or event that triggered the conflict? Once that is done, you can strategize and address the actual issue in a calm, non-threatening manner. Number three, third, and I cannot stress this enough, focus on behavior, not personality. Everyone is offended when the defender is ready to protect their pride. And as a leader, this trigger should be a warning. Use language that is more general instead of pointing fingers. It is possible that the parties involved want what is best, but have a different approach to the same goal. Now, as a leader, your role is to listen intently and find the commonalities. If you can, set your feelings aside and focus on what is said that will prevent a deeper divide within your church. Lastly, number four, develop a plan and use conflict as an opportunity. As a church or faith-driven organization, you should create a standardized set of policies to frameworking relationships. You can even use scripture to help everyone govern themselves with love. All conflict need not be blown out of proportion. As a servant leader, own your mistakes without seeking sympathy. Be strong and take that hit to your ego. Practice saying, "I was wrong and I sincerely apologize," and leave it at that. Even if it wasn't your fault, even if you had nothing to do with it, I apologize. Here's a few final thoughts, and I hope this cheat sheet on conflict resolution is helpful to your conversations, your interactions, and experiences. Now, this quote is commonly attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt, and she said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." Something to think about, right? Thank you for spending some time here, and I hope you will seek out the personal development courses within your immediate neighborhood, training online, something that will get everyone involved and around the same topic. I invite you to visit torieslaughter.com and grab an amazing guide that I'm sure you will benefit from, and it's absolutely free. I am grateful for each of you, and thank you for your time, for helping this ministry gain momentum, and by liking, sharing, and connecting. May God richly and abundantly bless you.